Over the next few days, we're meeting people who have been forced to leave their homes and countries because of violence. They're fleeing well-known conflicts like Syria's civil war and also lesser-known ones like anti-Muslim rioting in Myanmar. Worldwide, there are millions of refugees, and their numbers are growing. This morning, we start in the Mediterranean, where more and more people from the Middle East and Africa are trying to reach Europe by sea, and thousands have died trying. NPR's Leila Fadel brings us this story from the island nation of Malta.
The deck up here, there's the side ports where the migrants come on, the medical lab, and the bridge.
That's Christopher Catrimbone, showing us around a boat docked in Malta called the Phoenix. He's a wealthy businessman from Lake Charles, Louisiana. The sound of construction fills the air as Catrimbone and his team ready the boat for sea. But this isn't for luxury cruises. He says he and his wife invested $8 million to buy this ship and hire a crew to save lives at sea.
Thousands of people are dying today. As we stand here, we just received news that 10 more migrants died.
The couple founded the organization after they were cruising the Mediterranean in a yacht. Catrimbone's wife saw a jacket in the water. She asked about it and was told it might belong to a dead migrant who was trying to find safety in Europe. And that was it. They founded the Migrant Offshore Aid Station, which began operations last year.
We're the only game in town.
And in just 60 days, they saved hundreds of migrants crossing the sea in rickety wooden boats or dinghies. This year, they're trying to raise money to operate for 6 months. Martin Schwerup is the director of the organization and Malta's former chief of defense. In the berth of the ship, he explains what the foundation does.
We rescued 271 people, including over 100 women and children, from a 12-meter boat, a wooden boat that was already taking in water. They're stagged, really packed like sardines.
So if you hadn't gone out there, it was already taking on water, it would have likely sunk?
Yeah, likely.
Some Europeans criticize the rescue operation, saying it draws more migrants to the sea. Schwerup says that's just not true. People are desperate and are making the journey to find a better life. And they deserve to live, he says. Last year, a record of about 218,000 people made this journey. Some 3,500 drowned. And the numbers this year are growing. Amnesty International says rates of those crossings are 50% higher than last year, and already hundreds have drowned.
Amnesty International is calling on European governments to start as soon as possible with a new concerted operation to save lives at sea.
That's Amnesty International's Matteo Di Belli. He says right now, no European country has a search and rescue operation dedicated to saving migrants at sea. And Malta in particular has been criticized for neglecting to pick up ships in trouble. And with the conflicts in Syria and Libya, the numbers of those crossings will only rise.
The fact that private citizens are feeling that they need to intervene and provide search and rescue services is a clear indication of the fact that there is a clear gap. And the gap is the lack of a service to provide search and rescue in the central Mediterranean.
Every day, more boats set out to sea, packed with hundreds of migrants searching for safety. That's how Fizan Abdullah Tawab got to Malta from Somalia. We meet her in an apartment where she lives in one room with her husband and two children. She cuddles her newborn. Her husband plays with her two-year-old daughter sitting nearby. Taweb says she fled Somalia after the militant group Al-Shabaab killed her brother and tried to force her into marriage. 6 months later, she reached Libya and got on a rubber dinghy with 94 other people headed to Europe. She was pregnant and at sea for 6 days. Food and water ran out quickly. 8 people died. And then finally, the Maltese rescued her. Her daughter was born in Malta. She named her Lucky because she survived. For so many others, the journey ends at sea. Leila Fadel, NPR News, Malta.